The sugya shemesh shemas l'shemer has a reputation as a hard sugya. And although all the pieces we learned till now were not particularly difficult, we're going to see today where different pieces come together. And on the one hand, I want to show you why it has a reputation as a hard sugya. On the other hand, I want it to come out with a clear thing. So I'm going to try to show you three of the things that we discussed, each one step by step. And the confusion is connecting them, but if each of the three steps we'll understand, so we'll know there's a little confusion connecting them, at least we'll have some clarkite. Let's start the next piece of Gemara. Achlokes Abaye and Rava. And from there we'll go into the different machlokes rishayim. Itmar, pasha ba v'yotza la'agam u'meisa kedarka. Somebody was pesheya, and the animal got out. It went to an agam, u'meisa kedarka, and it died normally. Abaya mishmei deraba omer chayiv, Rava mishmei deraba omer pata. So we have Abaya and Rava arguing again. That Abaya says Yechayiv, Rava says Yepater, and they explain. Now, Abaya mishmei de Rava amar Chayiv kol daina de loy doin ke aydin olav dainu. Abaya said, if you don't agree with me, you're not a dain. Why me, but now right away it's all strange. The lashon kol daina loy doin that they both said. I mean, we're not accustomed to seeing it. The Brichas of Ram, he has an interesting piece. What Gemara says, "Kol dainu de leidoin ke lav dainu." If you don't agree with me, you're not a dayan. Shas always has machlokesim. Well, what's this language? And both Abaye and Rava both say, "Kol dainu leidoin lav dainu." Very strange. So he says an interesting yisaid. The halacha is that if a dayan is toya b'shikul hadas, let's say a dayan has a shaila. It depends on shikul hadas and how to, and he says something. And everybody agrees that they would weigh things differently. So the halacha is that the din remains. A toss b'shikul hadas, he can't prove him wrong. So he's potter, the din remains. If a dayan is toya b'dvar mishnah, if he makes a mistake in a fact, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah that says fakert. So then he's chayiv. He's chayiv. His din is hadra, and he's chayiv. What's the difference? One is a tos and a fact, and that's he's not a dayan if you say the opposite of a mishnah. And one's a tos and svara. So we'll agree it's a tos. Everybody agrees that you made a mistake. Everybody's svara is not like you. But afal pi kein, it's a din. Can't say not a dayan because you have a svara different than other people. Abaya and Rava are saying here that the mitzias is, Abaye is saying, if you don't agree with me, you're making a mistake in mitzias. Havla da'agma kills. Kol dayin do'idon ka'idina. If you don't hold that havla da'agma kills, lav dainahu. If that's the reason you're arguing, that won't be the reason Rava argues. But he's saying that it's a mitzias. That mitzias, if it's a mitzias, you can argue with me. You can't fight about something. If it's a fact, it's a fact. Havla da'agma kills. So maybe they should be chayiv. So he suggests this mahalach in the lashon called daina de loydoin kaidin. It'll be interesting to do a search in Shas all the called daina de loydoin and see if it fits. That every time it's a potential machlokes and mitzias. That's a suggestion. Anyway, let's get to the ikar Abaya's words. Now listen carefully, because the next words of Abaya are crucial to our discussion. Loimi by Lamandi Amatilas and Bibshiev a cipher by Ines Chayev de Chayev. El Alfilamandi Amapatach Chayev, my Tama Damir and Havla Dag Makatla. Two parts to Abaya. First he says, Yechayev, part number one, why Yechayev? Chilas and Bibshiev a cipher by Ines Chayev. Part number two, even if you don't hold Chilas and Bibshiev a cipher by Ines Chayev, Havla Dag Makatla. The Havla Dagma caused it to die. Question. In the first part of Abaya, where he said, Chilasi b'pshia v'saifa ba'in is chayiv, does he mean because Havla da'agma kills? Or is it even without Havla da'agma? You follow? Abaye says two parts. Second part, he introduces Havla da'agma. In the beginning, when he said, Loimi ba'i b'ot chilasi b'pshia ba'in is chayiv, yizicha chayiv. What does it mean, yizicha chayiv? Why yizicha chayiv? Because the Havla da'agma killed? Or even if it wasn't the Havla da'agma that killed? I want you to think about this. Well, what's the question? It's a question of pshat. But what's the question? If Havla da'agma doesn't kill, is tchilase b'pshia v'saifa ba'in is chayiv? That's the question I'm asking you. What does that depend on? Let's say it's not true Havla da'agma killed. Just happened to die, they got a heart attack. Could chilase b'pshia v'saifa ba'in is chayiv on such a thing? If when it died, ultimately it died just like that, nothing to do with the agam. Huh? That depends on what? So I told you we're going to deal with three yesidas today. First yesid is the Taisis and the Amid Aleph, which last time we got together, we discussed, I think it was Tuesday. If tchilase b'pshia seifa ba'inis, does the pshia have to cause the inis? Taisis said, only if the pshia causes the inis, is tchilase b'pshia v'seifa ba'inis chayiv. That was Taisis shita on the Amid Aleph. So, think, this is the not complicated part. You have to put your heads on. If you hold tchilase b'pshia seifa ba'inis is only chayiv, like Taisis holds, and it contributes to it, so then when Abaye says, does he mean Havla da'agma garam? He has to mean Havla da'agma garam. Because the einis, the pshia had to cause the einis. If the hevel causes it, that means the pshia caused the einis. So if you hold like Taisus, if you hold like Taisus, that chilasi b'pshia has to cause the einis, then the hevel of the agav had to cause the death, or you wouldn't be chayiv. Because that's Taisa Shita. Philosophy of Shia said, but this is only chayiv if it caused it. So then you have to say, Havla da'agma is true even in the first half of Abaye. If on the other hand, you hold that in the first half of Abaye, we didn't know Havla da'agma gara. We just say, Philosophy of Shia said, but this is chayiv, period. Even if it didn't cause it. Then you would be saying, in the beginning of Abaya, that chilase b'pshia seifa ba'inis is chayiv, even if you didn't cause it. If you do a pshia, you're chayiv, whatever happens. Okay, we're getting back to the issue of last week. If chilase b'pshia has to cause the ba'inis to be chayiv. And that question in Abaya, there are two mahalchin in Abaya. Now we're going to see in a minute, it's a machlokes, the Rif and Tosfos, how to learn Abaya. How do you learn Abaya? Taisa Shita is, what was Taisa Shita? Chilasei b'pshia b'seifa ba'inis is chayiv when? Only if it causes it. So how does he learn chilasei b'pshia b'seifa ba'inis? That the hevel caused it. As Peshea led it to the Aga. Now that's a pshia l'gabi ganovin. Lamaisa, it was an oinis, the hevel caused it. But I'm chayiv. Chilas yusif, oinis is chayiv. I caused it. The Rif, who holds, the pshia does not have to cause the agam, does not have to cause the death. He holds chilas yusif, oinis is chayiv, even without havla da'agma, even if the hevel did not cause it. Now this machlaik is the Rif and Tosfos. If you turn to Ayiches Amid Aleph, this machlaik is the Rif and Tosfos, is brought in Tosfos and Ayin Ches, two ways to explain Abaya. Look at the Tosfos, Oisis Machkimais. Tosfos says it very clear. It's in Tosfos Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, Dibra Maslal Huchama, the last skinny line, the last narrow line. Rav Alphys Pirish Hasa, Da Abaya Litame, Da Omar Perak HaMafkid, Loi Mi Bai,
אלא להפיל למד יום הפוטו החייב דהב לו דאג מקוט לו, משמע, דלמד יום החייב, עושי שפיר בלב הייטיימו.
It's mashma zakterif, if you hold chilasa b'shia seifar enes chayiv, b'lav haytaima, without oynes. Afal pishoynes hayanera b'cholinyin. Even if the havla dagma didn't cause it, it would have happened no matter what. Still, zakterif, chilasa b'shia v'seifar b'oynes is chayiv. Even if it would have happened anyway. If you let your thing out to the agam, and in the agam, it dies because of a blood clot, so it would have been home, it would have died anyway. You still chayiv, zok derif in Abaye. Zok derif, you chayiv no matter what. Chosim sheva say, by this is chayiv. Zok toizis yesh litchos rayasa. His raya is lav dafka. Dolman yom achayiv, nami samach ahaytom edekom abisayif, havel ledag makotla. Even like the man yom chosim sheva say, by this is chayiv, it's only because at the end, havel ledag makotla. So, to make it simple, it's going to get complicated, but to make it simple at this point, we have this yisaitistic question. If I'm a pesheya, and what happens ultimately has nothing to do with my pshia, I go and I leave the front door of my house open, and I'm watching someone's bike, and I leave it in the house, and the shomer, whoever he is, leaves the front door open. There's a pshia, they got me the bike. Right? You leave a bike in front of a place, you're pshaya. And then there's a fire, the house burns down, and the bike gets burnt. The yisaidistik question of tchilasa b'pshia v'saifa b'ayinis. What's the din? I did a pshia, and it had zero to do with the ultimate ayinis. It didn't cause the ayinis. I left the door open, and the person's house burnt down, and the bike got burnt. The Rif learns this Gemara that you're still chayiv. Because Abaye says, why me by Tosef is always chayiv, it's chayiv, even without Havla Dagma. It's always chayiv. So Tosef says, not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat is, Tosef Shev is always is chayiv, because the Hevel caused it, the Havla Dagma caused it. This is where Rebbe Chanan got his idea, that this is a machloikis, the Rif and Tosef. The Rif holds that you're chayiv no matter what, and Tosfos holds your potter. Ad kad, this is the words of Tosfos. Like I said, I'm trying to go step by step. It shouldn't be complicated. But this first step, which really we spoke out on Tuesday, you have to have klar before we could go any weiter. The Rif in Abaya. Every time I'm talking about the Rif, I'm saying in Abaya. The Rif teaches Abaya. No matter what happens at the end, doesn't matter what happens. Once you're a pesheya, you're chayiv. And Tosfos says, no, who says? Only if you caused it, if you had some yad in it. This is the machloikis that we had last week. Continuing along this line of reasoning, in Abaya, this line of reasoning, Rabbi Chana mentioned last week, what's the svara? If I left the front door, someone, the shomer, left his front door open, and then there's a fire, why should he be chayiv? Why should he be chayiv? If somebody was a pesheya, and then an earthquake happened, a typhoon happened, and the animal died, what's the logic? Why should he be chayiv? So what's the svara? Why should it be that? If he left the front door open, why should he be chayiv? What's a svara? So the svara is that once I leave the front door open, I'm chayiv. Pshia is mechayiv. Pshia creates a chayiv. And therefore, I'm chayiv no matter what happens at the end. The pshia creates this chayiv. It doesn't matter what happens. According to that line of reasoning, if you hold chilase b'pshia v'seifa b'ayinis, is potter in such a case. If I left the front door open and there was a fire that burnt the person's house down, I'm potter. You hold the pshia, it doesn't create a eschaivus. Only the destruction creates the eschaivus. And this is the way Rabbi Chanan explained this machlaikis. Does the pshia create a chiyav? Or does the hezek create a chiyav? Now, again, before we go weiter, Just think about it. You're going to lose it unless you use your seichel. What's more mistaver to you, Balabatish? What's more mistaver? If a person leaves the front door open and the house burns down, it should be chayiv because he left the door open, or it should be potter because it died by einus, it got burnt by einus. What's the svara? What's the pasha of the svara? Huh? Which way? Pashta Senya, with this has burned. What? I think most people would understand. Pashtus, I left the front door open, but what's the difference? It burnt down because his house burnt down. It didn't burn down because of me. My nafkamina. No? That's what I would think. What's the difference? If I didn't have a yad in the einus, I would think that you should be potter. If that's the case, who had din? All the other cases that we talked about. By davening. It was Peshaya. He didn't daven. There 6 hours to daven mincha. 5 hours he didn't daven. The sixth hour he was an einus. So what do you want from him? He left time to daven. And the sixth hour he was an einus. The chayri should be an einus. That would be the line of thought, the way it should be. And this is the way that Rabbi Chanan discusses Tchilase B'Pshia B'Seifa B'Einus. Now, there's one case of Tchilase B'Pshia B'Seifa B'Einus that I told you was a Machlaikis. The case of Neder. I make a Neder, and I'm a Peshaya, I make a neder, I'm going to do something within 10 days. 9.5 days, I'm a Peshaya. Half a day, I'm an Einus. There, we said it's a Machlaikis Rishayim, it's a Machlaikis Rishayim, how it works. What should be? What should that be, Tali? Again, I'm just asking you straight Svara, without anything. What would you say? Svaradik. I made a neder, I'm going to do something within 10 days. And something which takes a half an hour to do. I left myself 9.5 days, I didn't do it. I could have done it, I didn't. The last half a day, I'm an oinus. I'm over at Hilchos Nedarim, or I'm not over at Hilchos Nedarim. What should be?
I have 10 days to do it. I always have a neder.
I'm not a Peshaya at all. If you hold, it goes through with the Svar of Peshaya. I'm not a Peshaya. I love myself time. Okay. According to that idea, that a Peshaya has to create a Chiyiv. Here, the Peshaya doesn't create a Chiyiv. The Peshaya didn't create a Chiyiv at all. If you hold that the Peshaya contributed to the Einus, like Tosfos. Because the Peshaya contributed to the Einus, what would you say? By Nidarim?
There's no Peshaya to contribute to the Einus.
What should that depend on? You could look at it that way. See, it depends. If you hold a neder, you're really mechuyev to do it. A person should do it right away. The lashon of the mechayvim is boilers ruzei nafshei. Davening, the halach is you're allowed to wait to daven until the last minute. A neder, the question is, I'm allowed to wait, I'm not allowed to wait. Now, Tosis held that Tchilase b'Pshia b'Seifa b'Einus is chayiv if the Pshia contributed to the ultimate Avera. Here it contributed. The fact that I didn't do it the first part of the day, you can say I'm allowed to wait till the last half of the day. But you can't say it didn't contribute to it. It contributed to it. If you hold like Tosis, that any time the Pshia contributes to the Avera, then Lechaira, you should be chayiv. If you hold like the Rif, that the Pshia, you chayiv mishas Pshia, you need a Ptor, it's true. Not chayiv mishas Pshia. First 9 days, I didn't do it. I'm not chayiv anything. But if you hold that contributing to it is what does it, then it's more of a svara to be mechayiv. Which means to say that it's Yitochin, that Yena Machlaikis by Nedarim may not be Tali in this svara of Rabbi Chanan.
how Tchilas HaMashiach B'Sefer Bayinis works. If by Shaimrim, it's a special din by Shaimrim, Pshaya Yechayev right away. If that svara is true, then it doesn't apply to the Dar. It doesn't apply. You didn't do anything bad, some wrong the first days. You're not a Zaris, but you didn't do anything wrong. But if you all like Taisvis, that if the Pshia contributes to the Aveira, you're right away Chayev. The Pshia contributed to the Aveira. You should be Chayev. It's Yitachin, it's possible that it's totally Zebizeh. I would rather think in Svara maybe it is, but you could take it or leave it. All I mean to say is Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Bainas as Tumah Halchim. That's the way Rabbi Chanan leaves us. The Tumah Halchim Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Bainas, the Svara Sarif, the Svara Sataisvis. And when all is said and done in Rabbi Chanan, the Tumah Halchim Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Bainas, one that it has to cause the Ainas, one that it doesn't cause the Ainas, you're Chachayiv anyway by Tchilas Ebibshia. And the Tumah Halchim we have in understanding the Svara. Like I said when I started, we're breaking it into pieces. This is piece number one, which really, when you learn Tchilas HaBashiyah V'Sefer Bayinis above a Kama, it's 2-3 days worth of Shiurim to try to collect all the cases of Tchilas HaBashiyah V'Sefer Bayinis. Because Mazik, we're not even talking about Mazik. We talked about Shaimrim, and about Davening, and about Nedarim. And I mentioned the Gittin, last time on his beginning. Mazik, which is separate Indian, I let the Behema out, and it was Mazik Bainis. It's a totally tepid sugi, which I'm not going to go into. But the basics are these two Mahalchim. So that's sort of Nekuda number one in how to deal with it. Now, Reb Ruvein comes along, and he points out, without bringing Rabbi Chanan, he points out that Rabbi Chanan is not MS Ladina. This whole Rabbi Chanan is in Abaya. This is all explaining Abaya. What's the lomdis of Abaya? Rava, which we're going to learn now, you can only really learn one way. I'm going to read Rava inside, and I want you to think on your own. How did Rava hold Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Ba'inis? Did he hold Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Ba'inis in the bicycle case? Is Chayiv? Because once he's a Bshia, you're Chayiv, and all is finished. Or did Rava hold, no, only if the Bshia contributes to the ultimate Ainis? Let's learn Rava inside, and you have to figure out how he learned Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Ba'inis. And I think there's only one way to learn. You can argue, there are two ways to learn. You can always argue, and Tyree can always argue, but I think there are no two ways to learn Pshat in the Gemara, and that's what Reb Ruvein says. Let's see it inside. Where does Rava start? Havla Dagma Katla. Rava Mishmei de Rava Amar Pata. Kol Daina de Loi Doin Kei Dina Lav Dina. Why? Loi Mi Bai Lamai Diyam Tchilas Yerbishia V'Saifa Bainis Pata de Pata. Vyal Tchilas Yerbishia V'Saifa Bainis Is Pata Yizicha Pata. El Ala Filo Lamai Diyam Achayiv. Which is what we care about. We pass from Tchilas Yerbishia V'Saifa Bainis Chayiv. Afil Lamai Diyam Achayiv Hacha Pata. My time up. Tell me, why are you part of here? Why are you part of here? You're Tchilas Ebibshia. You let this out to the Agam. You're Saifei Ba'inis. Why should you be part of it? My timer. Amina Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasa. What does that mean? What does that mean, Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasa? Huh? No, come on. What does that mean, Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasa? It means it would have died anyway. And what do we say? That the whole Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Ba'inis is Chayiv. That if it would have died anyway, what's the din? You're Potter. You know what it's saying? Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasan. That's what Rava is saying. That when you're Tchilas Ebibshia V'Seifa Ba'inis, you're still Potter. If you have the Taina, What does Malach HaMavis mean? It means it would have happened anyway. That's the words. Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasa means it would have happened anyway. What? What Shvach?
So
the what? That's right. Rava holds, if you leave the door of your house open.
So what does it mean?
Yeah, tell me. So good question. So what does it mean? Shalosim Shif is part is chayiv. It means if the Ainus wouldn't have happened otherwise. It means if I did a pshia and the seif was an Ainus, but that Ainus wouldn't have happened anyway. Let's say I'm watching your animal and I let your animal out for a walk in the aga. And lightning hits it and it dies. No, lightning is a inus. Lightning hit it, it died. Why am I chayiv? Because if I would have left the animal in my barn, lightning wouldn't have hit it. Except when your pshia contributed, even though it ended up being an inus. You let it to the agam and an earthquake happened, swallowed up the animal. You're going to Skamor. In which case? By the animal here, Rava says, Havla Dagma Loikotla. Right? They're arguing in the Metzias. He says Havla Dagma doesn't kill him. What killed it there was a Oinus. Some potter, because I didn't contribute to it. What? Well, we know the Malach HaMavis could get in the door. You can't lock him in. What do you mean there's no basis? If an animal has a heart attack, what's the difference? He was in the house, he was outside. What? What happened? Had a heart attack there. It suddenly dropped dead. So Abaya holds Hevel of Agam causes it. He holds it contributed. It could be holds contributed. Or he holds like the Rif said, if it didn't contribute to it, you're still chayiv. Rava holds only if you know it contributed to it. If it had a heart attack, who knows? It had a blood clot, it would have happened anywhere. Now, you can tell me Rava's a chiddush, I'm asking. But when we walk away from Rava, we have a klara psak, see paters. He says, Chilasi b'pshia v'saifa ba'aynis is pater unless the pshia contributed to the oinus. Which means that Zakhar Bruvain, there are two ways to learn the Gemara. It's not a machlaikis derif and taisis. It's only a machlaikis derif and taisis of pshat and abayim. But since we passed like Rava, la halacha, we say malach hamaves, mali hacha, mali asim. You can argue with me, why do we say malach hamaves? We can talk about it. But the bottom line, bottom line, it's a situation of tchilasei b'pshia v'seifei ba'aynis, which is potter, because my pshia didn't cause it. That's what comes out from this Gemara, and that seems to be open and shut. Yes. Tchilasei b'pshia ba'aynis is, if my pshia contributed to the oinus happening, I couldn't have predicted it. If I let an animal out and a ganav steals it, that's chilasei pshia v'seifei b'pshia. I let the animal out and the ganav stole it. But if I let the animal out and it walks to a place and there's an earthquake there and it gets swallowed up, that's chilasei pshia v'seifei b'oinus where I'm chayiv. Because my pshia compared to it. Because the earthquake happened over there. The earthquake happened there, it didn't happen here. Machamavis Mali Hacha means that it died from a heart attack, it died from a blood clot, it died, I don't know how animals die, but whatever it died from was a physical thing that would have happened here, would have happened there. He holds Havla Dagma didn't contribute.
Does it mean it would have died anyway?
It means it would have died anyway. An earthquake, it wouldn't have died anyway. There was no earthquake in the house.
Okay.
It's important to know. It doesn't mean Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, like a human being. A human being is supposed to die, the Malach HaMavis goes after him. Here it means that if he died from a disease,
Maliyacha, maliyasa. A disease is a disease. You die from the disease. Maliyacha, maliyasa. That's what it means. So it comes out, if you're a peshe and you're animal, three things could happen. If you leave the front door, if someone leaves the front door of his house open, and there's a bicycle, three things could happen. A ganav could take it, in which case, nothing to talk about. Everyone holds a chayiv. Or, a hurricane could come. And because he left the front door open, it destroys the bike. In that case, this is chayiv. You contributed to it. If you wouldn't have left the front door open, the wind wouldn't have gotten in. Ah, you couldn't predict hurricanes? That's chilasi b'pshia seifei ba'inis, which is chayiv. Then you have your third case, chilasi b'pshia seifei ba'inis, where there was a fire in the house. The house was destroyed by a fire. Your pshia did not contribute to the ainis. In that case, you're off the hook, like Rava. Because fire, maliyacha maliyasam, the fire had nothing to do with the door being open, the door being closed. These are the three cases that you have to have klar, chilasi b'pshia seifei ba'inis, Zakt, Reuven, that's the Maskonas HaSugya, it's not Reuven's Kiddush. Reuven's going to come to the second step, which we'll get to. But Zakt, Reuven, that's Pshat in the Gemara. No Chidushim. Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in this Gemara is, Rava holds, Chilasi B'Pshia Seifei Ba'inis is only Chayiv, if your Pshia contributed. None of it didn't contribute. That's the end of a Shir on Chilasi B'Pshia Seifei Ba'inis, which is the first part of our share today. We're ending up Chilasi B'Shia Seifei Ba'inis according to Rava, only if your Pshia contributed to the Ainus. Now, in Lomdis, we should be happy with this. Because any time I ask the class, what's the Svara Chitzayna? Chilasi B'Shia Seifei Ba'inis, what should be? The Hergish is always that your potter. This lomdis that Rabbi Chanan says that as soon as I'm a pesheya, I beg, I'm chayiv. And if I don't return it, I remain chayiv, loylam vaed. That svara doesn't sit well. It's a very big chiddush. And therefore, we're very comfortable ending up that chilasi b'pshia v'seifa ba'inis is potter. And this whole lomdis that no, you chayiv as soon as you did a pshia. If you don't end up giving it back, you chayiv, loylam vaed. That is not ladina. And everybody, Shalom al Yisrael, and this is the way we end up. However, there's a big however. There's a second sugya. I told you there are three sugyas, and we'll get to all three. But the second sugya, Reb Reuven now takes another sugya, which we discussed this morning, talks about it, plugs it in, and the plug doesn't fit. And this is why Shomer Shemos L'Shomer is famous as a hard sugya. If you stick just with Shomer Shemos L'Shomer, you don't try to learn Klaliyistik Dinim from it, you can handle it. It's a typical sugya in Shas. However, let's talk about a second sugya. We once discussed the following Shomer. If you have a Shomer, and he's Mekabel Shmira, and he's Chayav Shvuah, and when he comes to swear, he's an Eini Yodea. For example, an Alma Mishnah. You give something to a renter. The renter lends it to someone. The renter now has to swear Mesa Kedarka. He doesn't know. He doesn't know if it died Kedarka. He knows what he did. He knows you rented something to me, and I lent it to someone. Could be I lent it with permission, like Abaya says. I lent it with permission. Could be I don't even need permission. I didn't do anything wrong. I rented it from you. I lent it to someone else. What do I owe you? Mesa Kedarka. I just owe you a shvua. I have to swear. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with my not knowing. How should I know? I just gave it to someone. Question is, when you have a shomer, is a shomer any idea in this chayafti? Or any idea in parati. What is the status of a typical shomer? Is a shomer someone who's any idea in his chayafti? I don't know what happened to the animal, so I don't know if I'm chayav or not. So memela, if I don't know, I'm potter. Or is a shomer any a day on parati? If I don't know, so I took something, it was a kavod shmira. If I don't know, I have to pay. Two legitimate ways of looking at it. As a matter of fact, the Ritva and the Mishnah brought that it's a machlokes between the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ramban said, it's any idea I'm nischayafti. I don't know if I'm chayiv. I took something from you. I don't know if I'm chayiv. And the Ravid held that it's any idea in parati. That it's a svara that if I took something for shmira, I'm any idea in parati. What is that talking about? You're mekabel shmira on something, and you don't know if you're a yaitzi yachiv shmira. What is the suffix? Oh, I mentioned the second case. Let's say you have an animal. You borrow an animal. You work with it. Now, if when you work with it, you see the animal gets very hot and it dies, that's mesa machmas malacha, I'm potter. I'm not a scientist. I can't swear it was mesa machmas malacha. But if it appears that it died mesa machmas malacha, it started panting, it started getting sweating, that's mesa machmas malacha. What happens, we had a case, I took it home, and way after I took it home, it dies afterwards. I'm Sofik Mesa Machmas Malacha. What's the din? So weiter, we have a Machlaikis. There are those who hold that if you take it home and it dies, Sofik Mesa Machmas Malacha. There are those who hold that's any Adam Nischayafti. I don't know if I'm Chayiv. Maybe it did die Mesa Machmas Malacha, maybe not. There are those who hold that's any Adam Parati. I borrowed something. I don't know if I'm off the hook or not. Where does the svara go in this case? What's the svara? I borrow an animal from you. I don't know if I'm off the hook or I'm not off the hook. I don't know what the din should be. Where does the svara go in such a case? Well, I don't know what to do. I borrow an animal. I don't know where to go with it. What's the svara chitzayna? You borrow an animal. You don't know if you... Is that called any Adam Nischayafti or any Adam Parati? Huh? What should be the din? Huh? Any Adam Parati, maybe. As Mechayim myself, as Mechayim Shmira. We said, maybe not. Maybe I'm only Mechayim if I didn't watch it right. I'm not sure if I didn't watch it right. So that's any Adam Nischayafti. Zok the Shach in this Shaila says it's a Gemara. Lamid Vav Amid Beis. Where's the Gemara? We said that a person katayna at mehemen esli b'shvua iu lai mehemen li b'shvua. What does that mean? I trust you. When he swears, I'm a supik if his shvua is a good shvua or not. Zaktashach. Every time if I say I believe you and I know he's a crook, that's one thing. That's not the Gemara's case. Say I believe you, ain't the idea if he's telling the truth. That's chayiv in this Gemara. Zaktashach, Yavir Beferish Gemara. Of any idea in this chayafti, it's chayiv. That a shomer, who the owner could say, I don't know if I should trust him, your bechesk is chayiv. So zok tishach, it's a beferish gemara, that your bechesk is chayiv. See, he tainis, the owner says, I don't know if I, he swears, I don't have to believe him. I'm a suffik if he's telling the truth. And that's enough to be mechayiv. Why doesn't the seicher say, oh, you don't know if you should trust him. That's any idea. So I'm any idea in this chayafti. Comes Reb Ruvain. Reb Ruvain says even better. You have to listen carefully. Light Abaya, if you take an animal to an agam and it drops dead, is it definite that it died from the hevel? Is it positive that it died from the hevel or not? What does Abaya say? Definitely died from heaven. Or Suffolk died from heaven. Let's look in Rashi. Rashi says, in Rashi Ela Afilu, the last line, the Shema Hevel Hamotzi Ba'agam Katla. Rashi says, it's only a Shema. Zekter Bruvain, Rashi says, Beferish, Shema Havla Da'agma Katla is enough to be Mechayiv you. Any idea in Nischayavti is Chayiv. Zekter, here you have a Beferish of Gemara. And it's Mustaver. You don't know for sure the Hevel caused it to die. It could have died. Animals die every day. Could have died for a million reasons. A suffix is also chayiv. Zok Rashi. Zok Rabbi Ruvain, from this Gemara, it's a raya that by a shomer, any idea, this chayavti is chayiv. Because we see here that there has a din any idea in parati by a shomer. Because it died, machmas hevla da'agma. So we see any idea in parati is chayiv. Safik have died from heaven. According to Abai, but Rava doesn't argue on that. Rava only argues, it depends why Rava argues. Rava only argues, Mal Hamavis, Mal Yacham, Mal Yasam. They seem to be arguing if you turn it and have the Dagma. You could argue that Rava is Taka arguing this Nakuna, if you want. But anyway, this is Rav Ruvain's Raya. Zat Rav Ruvain. The idea that a mazik is chayiv mishas pshia, that idea, which in the first half of today's shia we rejected, we said it's not true a mazik is chayiv mishas pshia, because we said that chilase b'pshia v'saifei ba'aynis, bang, chilase b'pshia v'saifei ba'aynis only if it caused it, otherwise you're potter. The bicycle case, your partner. We rejected the idea that Jechayim Mishas Pshia. Reb Ruvain argues that it's not true. A Shomer whose Pesheya is Chayim Mishas Pshia, even like everybody, like Rava. Just Rava holds Saifei Ba'inis is enough to patter you. But the concept that Pshia is a Mechayiv is true by Masik according to everybody. That's Rabbi Ulein's yisayit. That Yechayim Mishas Pshia is true according to everybody. Memeila Zot Rabbi Ulein, Mazik and Shomer are two different parshiyos. By Mazik, Yechayim right away. By Shomer, you're not Chayim right away. You're only Chayim if something happens. So if you hold by a Shomer, ain't the idea, you're potter, why you're potter? A Shomer is Chayim only when it happens. A Pesheya, this Raya from Rashi is not a Raya. Raya, Rashi's talking by a Pesheya. A Pesheya, Yaini Adam Parati. Once you're Shomer and you're Pesheya, Sveikis, you blib Chayiv. You blib Chayiv. Yaini Adam Parati, you blib Chayiv, Ladina. That's by Mazik, if you don't know your Chayiv. Once you're Pesheya, bang your Chayiv. Masha'enkein, Shmira. The machlaikis, the Ritva and the Ramban, or the machlaikis by Mesa Machmas Malacha, by Shmira, Yaini Adayam Nischayafti. You can't make a raya from this Gemara. Because this Gemara is talking by Pesheya, and a Pesheya is Chayim Mishas Pesheya. That's Rabbi Ruvain's Yisoid to answer these Paiskim, which, as I said, they're two separate Nakudas in the Sugya. But it means we end up. And Rabbi Ruvain, again, it seems, at least from Rashi, to be a Davar HaMistavar, at least like Abayo, and we don't know if Rava argues, that these two separate discussions, Chilazim Sheva Seifer Ba'inus, which Hashkafa Rishayna depends if you're a Pesher right away, and the discussion of Eni Adem Nischayafti, which at least in the Raya from Rashi comes down to the same Shaila, you have Ischayvus right away, these two have totally zevizah. If you hold the Pesheya's Chayiv right away, Mishas Pshia. So these are two sugyas. Each is an important sugya to itself. In the complexity of our sugya, they seem to be totally zevizah. They seem to come to be tied zevizah. I know that we went through a shavuos in between, And I know that not everybody is halting mit the two cheshbainas, but each cheshbain by itself is sort of a yisayin in this sugya. I'm not going to belabor it by going deeper and deeper into it, because no manashach, if you're holding with, so it's complicated anyway. If you're not holding with, going further is only going to cause a certain amount of loss in where we're headed. Let's finish Abaye v'Rava. Not that there's not more to talk about, but just in the interest of getting on. The next Gemara has cases in which they're Maida. Maida Abaye, the Hadra l'Beimara u'Mesa de'Pater. Abaye is Maida, if you return it, then you're Pater. Maitama da Hadra la. What's the reason? Now this Gemara, and I told you I don't want to get everyone more confused, but the emes is that this Gemara, the way the Ritva explains it, is the same sugya. Why are you chayiv? Tchilas of pshia seifer bayinis. The pshia creates a chayiv. That's why seifer bayinis is chayiv. Even though you don't know why it died, hevel yeah, hevel not, you chayiv why? The pshia creates a chayiv. Hadra lamara, the pshia is over. Your yaitzi of pshia, no more pshia. Then from then on you're pater. What? There's no grama. It's a suffix if you died from the hevel. Normally, suffix dying from hevel, I should be pater. If I'm a suffix, if I'm a pesheya and then I'm a suffix, it died in the agam, I'm a pesheya and then I'm a suffix, that's any idea in parati. The pshia creates a chiyuv. If I satisfy my pshia and then I have a suffix, that's any idea in the schayafta. But it's a, like Rashi said, Havladagma is only a suffix. Shema Havladagma Kotla. That's not enough to be Mechayiv me. Calls a man, I was Yaitzim Ay Pshia. The Pshia is over. Velekalameh Havladagma Kotla. Umaydarach Ravan, a case Kalecha, the Ignav Gonav Ba'agam, Umaysa Kedarka Be'ganiv, the Chayim Aitama, the Shafka Malachamavis Be'bais the Gan, the Havakaima. You would have lost it anyway. Amalei Abayla Rava, Lididach. The Amrit Malachamavis Malihacha Malihasam. Yes, I can't swallow this. I would like you to do for tomorrow, especially those of you who are finding the sugya difficult. What you have to do is the following. Tomorrow we're going to learn our Mishnah. That's the next piece of Gemara. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Seicher Vishilu La'achem. Abaye and Rava in this next piece of Gemara discussing, does it have to be gave a brishus or even shaloi brishus? What's the case of the Mishnah? That's what we're going to discuss tomorrow. What you have to see is this next piece of Gemara, plug in Abaye and Rava and try to chap the following problem we're going to have. If you learn this Gemara properly, it's going to turn out, according to Abaye, the Mishnah is talking, you did give Rishus. According to Rava, the Mishnah is talking, you didn't give Rishus. Even if you didn't give Rishus, the Mishnah makes sense. And you better know that before Shia tomorrow. You have morning Seder to figure out why our Mishnah, according to Abaye, it's talking, you did give Rishus. According to Rava, it's talking, you did not give Rishus. Okay? Better figure that out. Once you figure that out, if you look in the Paiskim, we pass them like Rava. How should they bring down this our Mishnah? With Rishus or without Rishus? Without Rishus, like Rava, we pass like Rava. Lo and behold, the Rambam and the Rosh bring down our Mishnah with Rishus. Makes no sense. It's Saisa, the next piece of Gemara. That's the job for tomorrow. Your job is to walk into Shia tomorrow knowing the problem. And my job is to be able to explain the Teretz clear enough that you should understand it. Again, next piece of Gemara, Rav and Abaye end up with a machlaikis and pshat in the Mishnah. And that you should have klar, and the problem with the Rambam, and Yitzhak Hashem will try to figure out that ahead of it.